The program we are about to present is a report on the gay liberation movement.
Betches Media presents.
Gay
and lesbian.
Homosexuals come together.
Twyla.
Everyone's gay.
Bless God and bless the gays.
Hi guys, I'm Chris Burns.
I'm Brian Russell Smith.
And this is Everyone's Gay.
Oh Lord, have mighty.
What's up, bitch?
Yeah, not much. You know, just trying to get through it.
Yeah.
That was a loud one.
Thank you.
It's fine.
I feel very, you know, not loud today, so I wanted to be loud. Mm-hmm.
Well, what's good for you guys who are listening is that was mixed down for myself. It was not.
We don't know that it was mixed down. Please don't mix it down, Sean. Okay,
Sean.
Whoever's producing this, if you mix it down, I'm going to consider it a hate crime and homophobic.
Okay, Sean.
So you better leave it. Thank you.
Have you seen Shaun of the Dead?
No.
That was the movie. You haven't seen it?
No. I think I saw the first one. What's the first one?
That is the first one.
What's the second one?
What do you
one?
Mean, Sean? Hot Fuzz?
Maybe I have seen it.
I'm talking about Simon Pegg. You know who Simon Pegg is?
Yeah, I know what it's about. It's like the zombies and shit.
But it's like a comedy based in England. Directed by Edgar Wright. Co-starring Nick Frost.
Co-starring Nick Frost.
Yes.
No, I didn't see it.
Well, this was the like one of the first movies I was like, oh, wow. I like movies. I want to make movies.
Shaun of the Dead was your inspiration? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Oh my God. Speaking of inspiration, stay tuned because coming up we have Sasha Velour.
Oh my God. What are we doing?
On the pod.
Yeah. She's coming up soon.
And she looks amazing. You can't see her, but you can if you go to our Instagram.
Mm-hmm. We'll post that pic. Wow. Yeah. And video. We're going to make a video for it.
Because she'll be there.
Because she'll be stunned in the video and she is there.
So what else is up? We're getting our fill of each other this week, huh?
I know. Fuck.
We have a lot of videos this week.
Yeah, we shot three videos. Well, Chris shot three videos on Saturday while I was away.
Yes, I did.
Chris shot three more, and I shot three. Well, yeah, kind of. Three? Yes.
Yeah, we shot three yesterday.
We shot three yesterday, plus a podcast interview with the one and only Sasha Velour.
Yes, and then we're shooting three more. Or we shot three yesterday, technically, when this comes out, because it's on Thursday.
Yeah, so all in total, nine in less than 1 week, plus, and then another podcast interview on Friday.
Yeah. Oh, I'm tired. Oh, I guess we're not working from home on Friday.
No, we can go home after.
Well, whatever.
I'm going to. I'm fucking going home. I also live like a block away.
I know. I also feel bad just leaving for the day while everyone's sitting here.
If you're told you can go work from home, I feel like no one would judge you.
We'll see what the day takes us.
I think working from home helps office morale.
I like working from home, but I also like don't really get much done.
No,
to be honest.
I feel like as I get more done because I will, you know, not shower and like just make a cup of coffee and then sit down immediately and start working, as opposed to like I like dilly dally in the morning because I'm like, oh, I gotta get ready, I gotta shower, I gotta do my hair, I gotta pick out an outfit, I gotta play with my dog, I gotta feed the dog, I gotta feed myself, I gotta drink the coffee.
Yes, waking up this morning was very difficult for me.
Mm-hmm.
I just woke up and stared at my bed for a full minute before I made my way to the shower.
I feel like I'm getting sick because I was away all weekend with friends in Provincetown, Massachusetts. It was fun. I enjoy all the people I spent my time with.
How was the weather?
It was not great for the first few days. The third day was great. It was beautiful. I took a nap outside on the deck. But the issue is I drank too excessively. What are you doing with your eyes?
My one eye is really going crazy.
Is it your contact?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. You never wear glasses, I noticed.
I know.
You should start wearing glasses.
I'm literally sitting here blinking like 1,000 times a minute.
I just noticed. Sticking your fucking dirty fingers in your eye every day, multiple times a day, can't be good for you.
Do you know what it's like to wear glasses? You're looking through a dirty window constantly.
I would love another accessory. I would love to wear glasses.
No, everybody says that. Sure, they look great sometimes, but not when you have to have them.
I suppose. I guess a slight stigmatism would be preferable.
In the winter, when you walk into a place and they're completely steamed up in one second.
Yes. And then you could like...
No, it's not hot. It looks gross. Whenever I see a hot guy and that happens to him, I'm like, he's not hot anymore. He looks like a fucking loser.
But the thing is, you can see a hot guy with glasses on, and then when he takes his glasses off, it's like he's a whole other person. It's so exciting. It's like, oh yes, you're hot.
I think I look hot in glasses too, but
then wear glasses.
It's not comfortable for me, okay?
It should be an option.
I like to feel like I can see.
It should be an option so you're not blinking like a mad person.
I want to get LASIK.
Oh, do that. That's what Taylor Swift did.
Any sponsors out here listening, your bitch needs LASIK, okay?
That's a good way to get things.
Laser it up.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't mess up my beautiful eye color or my vision.
Mm-hmm. I have perfect vision. 2010. Shut up
for now.
2010 vision. Perfect color. Yeah.
Yeah, wow. You really feel self-conscious about your eyes there, huh?
I was at the fucking, whatever, Provincetown, Massachusetts, which is like the gay Massachusetts. I told you all I was going, if you were listening last week. And just like too much alcohol. And on Monday, on the trip home, it was an hour and a half ferry ride. So you can imagine how it felt to be out to sea when you are trying not to puke at every fucking half second. So I literally could not sit down because I just had to walk around the boat. Otherwise, I would have vomited.
Yuck.
And sorry.
That's a nightmare.
And then it was a 5-hour train ride from Boston to Manhattan. And again, I had to walk around.
Oh my God, what?
It was like 2.5 hours. I kept getting up and getting down and just like walking the aisles and like getting a ginger ale and just like standing around. Cause I was like, the second I sit down, I was getting so nauseous.
People probably thought you were like, meth.
I told the person next to me because I originally had the window seat and I was like, I had to like get out twice. And I was like, do you want to switch with me? I don't feel well. And she was like, yeah. And so she just sat there.
And then that was nice.
Mm-hmm. And then
she's probably like, please do not throw up on me.
Yeah. So now I've just been sort of like fucking careening through my days in a hungover, disgusting mess to this day.
Still hungover.
Yes. Today's Wednesday.
Yes.
Sunday.
A 3-day hangover.
I don't feel good. Or I'm just getting sick. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Maybe you're getting sick. The office is all getting sick.
I
was out sick. Remember?
Yeah. I had the chills and sweats all night last night.
Oh, weird.
Because I'm dying.
Maybe.
On a lighter note.
Well, maybe we should plan your funeral. We already planned mine.
Oh, my God. That's a good idea.
Yeah. What do you want?
Okay. So when I die, I don't want any, you know, chemicals put inside of me. I don't want to be in a casket. I don't
want
to be.
You don't want Botox so you look fresh?
I don't really care if people see me. I also just like, I think that I want to be like, just like put in like a, I'm such a hippie. I want to be put in such like a hemp or a, like a biodegradable sack.
Ew. What are you fucking talking about?
And then dropped into like a forest and then be like eaten by bugs.
You
want to
be dropped in a forest? What if there's a fucking family camping there and they find a dead body?
I think that they have like special forests for dead bodies.
They have.
And you can just be.
Body farms. They're not forests.
What's
but
a
you
body
have to, like,
farm?
You donate your body and it's literally just like a giant like plot of land that's like however many acres, and it's like different, so there's like a forest and it's like different weather extremes. Aww. And they'll like just leave your body there so scientists can monitor how a body.
Oh no, I want to be outside in nature.
Well, it's in nature.
Oh, it is.
It's just like fenced in so that people,
can people
can't wander
me?
Upon yeah like your oh. family. Yeah, I think before you die you have to, you like can give them a list of people that can visit
you. Sounds so pleasant, doesn't it?
And you're helping science.
And I'm helping science. See, I want to do that, but I wouldn't like, I don't know. And then I would like give all my money to people to have a fun party. And then.
No, just give me your money to have a fun party. You're not even going to be there.
Yeah, but you can all think about me and listen to my podcast.
I'll think about you every time I'm buying a new pair of sunglasses online.
Fucking asshole.
With your money.
Okay.
Wait,
well,
so that's all you want is to be left at a body farm in Queens and then.
Why the fuck would I care? I'm dead. I don't care.
That's what my dad says. He's always like, I don't fucking care what happens to my body.
Honestly,
I'm dead.
I don't care. I don't. I don't ever think about it. I know that like my like certain family member, I think my dad's told me what he wants and he's like, I need to go to, and he wants to be cremated. I need to take his ashes to the Warrior River in Alabama.
That's
like,
far.
I mean, it's the last trip we'll take together. I'll say that.
Not his last trip, because he'll be going from the river to the ocean.
It'll probably be our next and last trip. I'm kidding. That was awful. We should cut that.
I want to go in a river too, but like living. I feel like swimming is what I want. Is what I'm saying.
We used to booze tube all the time.
I could go for a swim.
I could go for a swim right now. That sounds pleasant too.
Yeah, right. Oh my God, did you see that photo that Lady Gaga put up this morning
of her in a jacuzzi?
Yeah, but it's not a jacuzzi. It's a pool. And literally, it's like a bigger than a pool of like a rich person. And it's the caption is like, sleeping in my jacuzzi. And I'm like, jacuzzi? For what? 55 people? It is humongous.
She's also quite tiny. You know, it's perspective.
I can tell the difference of she's quite tiny.
She's also like,
yeah, you're
like,
right. I would really fill it out.
She also was like on a float. So I guess she looked larger than life.
I mean, whatever. The point is, I want a 50-person
Lady
jacuzzi.
Gaga, go on tour. We know you listen to our podcast. Go on tour and stop in New York so we can see you and not have to spend money to go to the fucking hellscape that is Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah, come on.
Come on.
I don't want to go to Vegas.
I mean, if you live there, I'm sorry, but like, really? I hope you're like, have a great career and you're doing well and you're happy.
I'm sure it's lovely. I've never been. I would go. Would love to.
If I grew up there, I'd be like, I'm calling for child abuse. I'm calling social services.
I don't think.
It's not natural for humans to live in the desert.
Oh, have you been to Palm Springs? It's lovely.
Yeah, but y'all gonna live there. Okay, whatever.
I mean, it's super. I like air conditioning. That's my favorite.
I know, but you know, rolling blackouts.
Oh, kill me.
Exactly. It will.
Well, we'll see. We're talking a lot about death today.
I know. We are way too pessimistic.
Death becomes her.
We are both wearing black. Maybe that's what it is. It's getting colder.
Speaking of going on tour. Are we ready to cut to that yet?
Yes.
What time is it?
No, yeah. Well, make sure you guys stick around. After we're about to we should leave that. It's really funny. Sasha Velour. Yeah, she's coming up, but make sure you stick around for our listener question after the show. And also remember to rate, review, and subscribe always. It helps us get great interviews like Sasha Velour, who you're about to listen to. Also go back into our catalog, listen to other great interviews. Listen to Jonathan Van Ness. I'm talking too quickly. I can't get the word out.
See, this is what happens when we do this at the end of the day.
We get
tired.
No, I feel great.
Do you? You look amazing.
Thank you. Jonathan the Van Ness, Emma Willman, Matthew
Jonathan the
Camp.
Van Ness, is that what you said?
Wait, is it? Well, that works too. You guys get the gist.
Willem.
Mm-hmm. Those are all fun ones, so.
Yeah, we're on quite the streak. So stay tuned. Sasha Velour is up next. And we'll be right back. Today's episode of Everyone's Gay is brought to you by BetterHelp.
BetterHelp.
Is there something that interferes with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals?
Just life in general.
Well, BetterHelp Online Counseling is there for you. Connect with your professional counselor in a safe and private online environment.
That's convenient because I like safe and private environments.
Yeah, and you don't have to talk to anybody. You can get help on your own time and at your own pace. Schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your therapist. And you don't have to see anybody in person. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Licensed professional counselors are specialized in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, family conflicts, LGBT matters. You get that. Grief, self-esteem, and everything's confidential.
Well, you know, what I like about it is that you can tell people you can't do something because you have to talk to your professional counselor. But you can just do that from your own home.
Yeah, exactly. You don't even have to get out of bed.
Exactly.
And if you're not happy with your counselor, you can change for any reason with no additional charge. It's available worldwide. So if you're a jet setter, you don't have to get a new counselor. And again, you can use text, chat, phone, video. Start communicating in under 24 hours.
Best of all, it's a truly affordable option. Everyone's Gay listeners get 10% off your first month with discount code GAY. So why not get started today? Go to betterhelp.com/gay. Simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. That's betterhelp.com/gay.
And we're back with Sasha Velour. Can you believe? Wow, look at that.
I know. I knew you were going to go there. Anyways.
Hi there. How are you doing today?
So good. Thank you so much for being here.
I'm so excited to be here with Everyone's Gay.
The most amazing look.
Yes.
You know, dressed for podcasting.
Yeah, look at you. Perfect. Thank God we're filming.
I know. Chris and I are both sweaty messes right now, but you look fabulous.
You don't look good.
Thank you. I put on a tinted moisturizer.
Well,
to clean up a little bit. Thank you. I really
full
have
full face of makeup at all times. My secret, at least.
So you've had a busy week, I'm assuming.
Yes. Yeah, this is the last week in New York before I head out on the road with my One Queen tour, my first ever like real major solo tour.
Yeah, Smoke and Mirrors, right?
Smoke and Mirrors. I'm so excited. We leave on Saturday.
Crazy. Great. And you're the only one in the whole thing,
I'm the only person who appears on stage. That's thankfully wild. There is a team of people like running around making sure the lights work and the projections and everything goes on time.
Well, that way you can take more of the money.
Well, that's true.
The one person show, you
but
know?
Also I impressive. Get to make sure that the quality of the performance is at a certain level, and I love, like, you know, I'm a bit of a control freak, but it's because I know what makes a good show.
Yeah,
and I'm, like, having a role and bringing that to life.
Yeah, for sure. Before we get into that, there was a big SNL moment.
I am so gagged still.
So how'd you find out? What happened?
Should we just tell
people what happened real quick?
So what happened was that on Saturday Night Live, Kate McKinnon as Elizabeth Warren recreating this great like LGBTQ forum moment. I think she spoke really on point the language of the queers to our issues.
Yes,
did you see what she had, like, such a shady moment? It was so good.
Where
Elizabeth
she was
Warren.
Like, I'm gonna guess that this is a man asking a question, a straight man asking the question.
It was so good.
It was everything.
It was everything.
You know, that was the gag for me was actually Elizabeth Warren, like, showing everyone what she's about and how powerful and smart she is. And then to have that recreated with Kate McKinnon and to have her translate her queer success as a Sacha Velour Rose Petter reveal was like a dream come
it's
true.
Wild.
It's
wild.
I could not believe it.
Yeah, did you die? Did everyone text you?
People started texting me and I thought, okay, it's like, you know, loose reference maybe. And then I actually watched it and they cut after she lifts her wig off to a clip of my dad and partner watching me do it at the Drag Race finale.
Of
fully
course.
Cementing that this was like a complete reference. And that to me, like seeing my 65-year-old father on Saturday Night Live, no one told me that was the guy. They were like, you were on Saturday Night Live. I was like, no, I actually wasn't. My father appeared on Saturday Night Live. And that is really, truly amazing.
Yeah, what did he have to say?
Oh, he was into it.
I mean, where are you from or where does he live?
He lives right now in Urbana, Illinois, right in the middle of the country. He's a professor there, and so he's actually visiting New York right now. So I got to see him, and he was really excited.
That's so funny. His students are going to be like, we saw you on Saturday Night Live.
I'm sure. He already has quite a wild reputation.
Oh, that's
I'll
so
take
cool.
some pride in that as well.
is that where you grew up, in Illinois?
Yeah, I did. I started in New Haven, Connecticut. Moved there when I was 2, lived there till I was 10, and then moved across country to the Midwest. When I was 10, was there for all of high school, and then moved out here for college and never left.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to Vassar College in Poughkeepsie, New York.
I'm from Albany, so
nice.
I drive through Poughkeepsie on my way.
Yes, indeed. I liked it there. I wanted to be in this part of the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. I just always wanted to live in this city when I was young, and that I would like research the colleges around it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then it turned out I didn't get in, so I came here after. Wow, look at her.
Yay,
thank you, Nicole.
Nicole's bringing in some champagne.
Yay. Look at that.
Thank you,
Nicole. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Wow, what a moment.
Cheers. To Smoke and Mirrors.
Smoke and Mirrors, which is starting soon.
Yeah.
And you did it before in the UK, right? Briefly?
Okay, so this is, I premiered it in Australia.
Australia.
On, like, 7-city tour of Australia, and then did a residency, continued workshopping it here in New York at a place called Live Arts. It's a dance theater.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of it.
And then did one-off performances in London and in Los Angeles and in my hometown of Urbana, Illinois, bringing it back full circle. My dad wasn't even there. He was in New York, actually.
That's so
helping
funny.
Helping us keep the plants in our apartment watered while I was in his house where I grew up, clomping around, leaving ostrich feathers in every room. So this show has just, I'm really lucky I've had this time to workshop it. Yeah. Because this is the first project of this scale I've ever done. I truly don't see a lot of other people like making one queen drag shows that are this complicated, which, you know, I'm not necessarily proud of that.
You should be. That's like very impressive.
Thank goodness I've had this time to keep working on it. You know, when I'm the show that's going to debut next week has been updated even since I last did it. So I'm constantly asking myself what I can do to make it better, how I can up the stakes, and how I can surprise people who have seen it once.
Yeah.
What gets them coming back again and again.
Yeah, well, I just saw the photo of you. It looks like you cutting yourself in half on stage.
My favorite.
And I was like, oh, this is crazy. It's like a Vegas Siegfried and Roy with no animals.
Mm-hmm. And it's all a metaphor for anxiety and self-destruction.
Oh,
it's
my
like,
God, we can all
the
relate.
The best of everything. Yeah, Vegas plus self-help.
Mm-hmm. My God, amazing.
So you had to take a break? Was that because of the illness?
Well, I didn't really take a break.
Yeah.
I continued working through a major surgery this summer while I was working on this show. I got a skin infection as a result of being careless and doing too much drag, and then didn't deal with it because I was working so hard on making bringing Smoke and Mirrors to life. Mm-hmm. And it was hard because, you know, I like to see myself as being strong, as being capable, and it's when that's not always possible. Sometimes we all have those human moments, and this was a real big like. Mm-hmm. A mirror to that, you know, in the midst of smoke and mirrors. It's like, I love getting to dress up and make myself look perfect and fabulous and getting to share that with people. But like, there has to be like true reflection built into it, not just constant illusion, constant performance.
So I've tried to sit back
and
Well, because you're saying you often feel pain because of just that's the nature of being a drag queen.
Yeah,
because you wear heels, which are, you know, fuck the patriarchy. I went to a party this weekend and everyone had to wear heels. And it was like the second time in my entire life ever doing it. And I was like, I cannot believe we make people do this. I can't believe we make women do it. I look great. Yeah.
But that's why I was like, no, because he was trying on the heels that were too big here in the office.
Just like
and I was like,
over.
You have to like learn how to walk again. You have to like walk differently.
Well, I realized afterwards I was walking weird because I was walking like I still had heels on.
It's
but I was like
when you've been figure skating and then you like step off the ice.
You know, that Brian, relatable when you go experience. Figure skating.
Yeah. I don't know.
So what made you finally go to the doctor?
Just like I'm too much pain.
Yeah.
I like couldn't sit down. I couldn't walk. I was like, you know, I get into, like you said, I'm used to being in pain all the time when I'm performing and just pushing through it. So when I was performing, it was one thing. And then as soon as it was over, when I took the drag off, I was like, shouldn't still be feeling like this.
I love how this is like she's sitting here cinched to the gods as we speak, like
yes, in my 8-inch four-inch heel with a 2-inch platform.
So you said if all else fails, at least the soundtrack will be great in reference to Smoke and Mirrors.
I am proud of my music selection for these lip syncs.
Can you tell us some of your favorite songs that are on there, or do you want to keep it a surprise?
Oh no, I'm happy to tell you. I got, there's something from every decade. So we
amazing.
From like I believe it's the 40s through the current moment.
Oh my God, that's so fun.
We have Judy Garland, Come Rain or Come Shine.
Oh, your fave.
We have Celine Dion, I'm Alive.
Ugh.
Whitney Houston, of course. There's a little So Emotional thrown in there.
Oh, thank God. Give the people what they want. You
exactly.
Know?
You got to. And it's very that moment in the show, too. I don't want to spoil too much.
Yeah.
And then a little Lana Del Rey, High by the Beach.
Oh, fun.
Some Decepticon. That's the one where I cut myself in half. High by the Beach, right? It's perfect for a Lana song.
Oh my God.
And then I do Decepticon, one of my favorite songs, La Tigre, punk, queer punk, early 2000s music.
What an array.
Yeah, a little of everything.
Judy Garland to Decepticon.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I haven't seen it yet, but I'm curious if you have. Have you seen the new Judy Garland movie with Renee Zellweger?
I haven't yet. I'm really excited.
I'm excited too. I'm a little nervous.
I haven't, but I hear it's amazing.
I've heard it was good. I'm a very big Judy Garland fan. Like, since I was a child.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, I'm like, I don't know if anyone should be someone so iconic, but she's a great actor. Yeah. So we'll
I'm happy for Renee Zellweger.
Yeah, I'm glad that she has a role.
I'm not really a fan of the movie star biopic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we talked about this.
Yeah, because I love the mystery of someone who becomes all these different things. I feel like they usually mostly get it wrong, or maybe not how the person would have seen themselves. Yeah. I'm all about you should be presented the way you imagine yourself. There's no real objective you, so might as well be your fantasy.
Yeah, I can't imagine watching a biopic for the ones of people that are still alive, watching the Elton John biopic.
Well, yeah. I hope it's I hope he has a heavy propaganda hand where he's you will not tell that story.
Yeah. I'm sure he did. I mean, I did enjoy the Tina Turner one, though. Tina Turner, oh my God, Angela Bassett.
Well, I mean, that's...
Yeah, that's the whole
iconic
thing.
Film. Yeah, because it's true because, I mean, to this point, sometimes there are performers who have these sides of their life and their biography that are dark or upsetting that people do need to hear.
Yeah.
Can't always be the...
Yeah.
Well, you've sort of been... Sorry. You've been putting on productions your whole life, right? Basically. So when do you really felt like... When did you first start performing?
The second. It's that cliche. The second I...
Came out of the womb.
I was tap dancing and making costume reveals and jumping out of boxes. And my parents took me to the circus. It's like a very Russian cultural activity you're supposed to do as a family every year. So I would always try to recreate the surprises and tricks that I saw at the circus as a little kid or at the ballet or whatever.
Well, so you're doing it very well.
That was a career.
I thought it was very interesting when I was reading about how the financial stress and stuff of self-producing. Right. And I thought it was really interesting how you can do it for more inexpensive or in more expensive ways.
Right.
Inexpensive ways.
Yeah.
Which I think was interesting for people that are still coming up in the city and stuff, self-producing their shows.
That's right. I mean, when I started doing drag, I did it for nothing.
Yeah.
I would spend no more than literally $30 a month on clothes because I was only getting paid $100 from the bar to give a full night of shows. And so I had to make it make sense. I think there's probably because of Drag Race, which is fabulous, but drag now is synonymous with these pretty expensive looks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, even if you make something yourself, just the fabric and the materials for a wild gown that people are used to seeing is prohibitive for a lot of people doing drag. So I'm always trying to say, in my custom couture sparkling gowns that this actually isn't the focus. It's great to have this part of the picture. This can be a part of your drag if it matters to you. But the key aspect of drag is the performance and being able to put on a show and entertain people. And that it doesn't matter what you're wearing. It doesn't matter if your idea was realized in a green screen studio with a team of people or in your room filmed on a cell phone, brought to life with paper and glue and... It's I feel ideas speak so strongly. Mm-hmm. You can tell if it's a good show.
Yeah, of course. Oh, that's so, inspirational.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because...
Tying it back to Smoke and Mirrors, sorry to interrupt
you.
No,
please.
It's I got to literally refilm numbers that I had dreamed up in a dive bar and filmed on my phone in my bedroom. And I got to... really create those for real for a theater and get to go to a studio and film the elements that I wanted for the backing videos, get to have custom costumes that actually fit me and can hold up past one performance and look good and all those kinds of things. So that's getting to do those ideas at that level is really the exciting thing about this show.
For me. I bet that's so, because I mean, you've worked so hard. Here you are.
Yeah.
All the way here at our podcast. Here we are. Do you want to play our games?
Yeah,
let's play.
Okay, so it's actually one game, but it's called Cock It or Block It.
Okay.
And basically, we just gave you a topic, and then
Cock It is good.
Block It is bad.
I would assume.
Yeah. Do you want to go first?
Yeah. Okay. First,
do I have to give explanations, or is it just like a?
Mm-hmm. Oh. We introduce, and then we'll chat about it.
Okay.
Unless
will
you
give your opinions?
Yes.
Great.
Mm-hmm. I always do.
I can't wait.
We sit stoically while we disagree with you. Number one, I said headpieces.
Cock it.
I know, because I knew that's what you would say, and I wanted to talk about headpieces.
Absolutely. It's just you want to see the garment continue above the head as well.
I love the house. When you had the house on Drag Race on your head.
Yes.
Iconic.
I love that. I created that for a performance, a Dionne Warwick song called House Is Not a Home.
Amazing.
And then I thought it was a good like piece of, it made sense to me for a pride costume, because that's like what the rainbow is supposed to be about, is finding a home.
I loved it.
And I love being really literal at all times.
No, it was so great. And the outfit that went with it was amazing. How did you adhese it to your head?
I love toupee tape. It is my, I swear by toupee tape. You have to not have any hair, because it only sticks to skin. But you just like wipe the makeup off, and it, you can like attach quite heavy things to your head and they will stay.
That's very good to know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like using eyelash glue to fix everything and ruining my clothes. So good to know.
Now you do.
There's always crazy glue if the moment really requires it.
I know. Crazy glue is crazy.
I've put crazy glue on my head too.
It's, well.
Oh, I had for DragCon New York and DragCon Los Angeles a year ago. I wore a stuffed rat on my head the whole time. I had this concept of like a punk detective, like going through the New York subway system and this like crazy look with a rat on my head.
I'm obsessed.
And I like literally, the tape wouldn't work because it was made of fur and it doesn't stick to hair. So I crazy glued it to my head.
Well, sometimes you have
to. Walk through the Javits Center. Or the Los Angeles Convention Center, as the case may be.
And it stayed.
With the rat glued to my head.
And how did it come off?
I ripped a layer of my skin off. Oh. It was worth it.
That's because I'm like, even when I get crazy glue on my fingers, I'm like, well, this is just how I live now. Like, I have a claw. And that's,
that's right. That's, I love that I feeling. That like sandy feeling between your fingers.
Yes, for like weeks.
Exactly. You're like, I've lost my fingerprints.
Okay. Halloween.
Oh, I'm not sure. I change every year. Right now, blocking it.
Yes.
Because, you know, it gets less exciting when you live your everyday life in a state of Halloween fantasy.
Yeah.
What do you say?
I don't know. I just, like, I feel too much pressure. And it's not a lot of pressure. I shouldn't worry about it. But the smallest things give me the most anxiety, to be honest. Like, I could, I don't know, break my finger and be like, whatever. But like, Halloween is giving Halloween me so costume. Much anxiety. So like, I feel like I just need to like let it go. But yeah, so I guess block it. I don't know.
How about you?
I like the like season of Halloween, I guess. Like, obviously I like the fall. I'm not a maniac, but like Halloween itself is always, I feel like, kind of a letdown. Like New Year's Eve, for example.
Yes.
I always like look forward to New Year's Eve and then always I'm like, this is it.
We should come to Nightgowns on New Year's Eve. Oh my God. Drag show is the best way to ring in the new year.
You know what?
Every year.
I will. I have no other plans.
For people who like costumes, I do feel like Halloween's a bit of a letdown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because usually there's not much ambition.
No.
Not enough ambition in the Halloween costumes. You know, it's like people always ask, what are you going to be? And that's so, like, there's always, like, people expect a literal translation of a character or a joke or something. It's like, I want to see people trying to actually look as scary as possible.
Yeah.
Not a thing that you can name, but actually just, like, something purely horrifying.
Just, yes? Like, I'm evil incarnate.
I would be more into Halloween if that's what it was about.
See, that's what you should do for nightgowns.
Mm-hmm.
Just have a theme of be the most horrific thing possible.
Yes, to exactly. Get in the door. For New Year's.
For New Year's, yes. Yeah, make it, who cares?
I like it for that
still.
Too.
Bravo TV.
I have to cock it because...
Wow.
I love The Real Housewives.
Amazing. Oh, wow. Which franchise is your favorite?
My favorite is Beverly Hills.
Mine too.
They're... I think they're the richest and the
They
evilest.
Are the richest by far. I'm obsessed.
So it keeps it exciting.
Mm-hmm. I just started watching Dallas. Have you watched?
I haven't watched
Dallas. Oh my God. You have to watch Dallas because they're all, it's like the best.
It's a study in like human behavior.
Yes. And Dallas is like bizarro. How like they're stealing money from each other. Like the mothers of the women are like passing them down failing businesses to set them up. Like it's like watching There Will Be Blood, like a movie. It's amazing. I can't say enough good things about it.
There Will Be Blood.
Like I just started and I was like, forgot I was watching a Real Housewives episode because it's so intense.
Love that. The best. I'm just going to check that out immediately. Mm-hmm. How about you all?
Chris loves, I try. It's something I don't like reality television. I love the Kardashians actually. Uh-huh. But for some reason, I just haven't been able to do it. I don't know what it is. I did watch like the pilot or the premiere of the most recent season of Beverly Hills and I loved it. Like the whole screaming fight in the first like 5 seconds and then they like tease it. I was like, this is amazing. Yeah. Like this narrative. Wow.
Beverly Hills is the best. They have the most fights and the most money.
Yeah.
But it's also just like a montage of crazy one-liners. You know what I mean? It's like, I trusted you. You don't know what trust is. And like cut to like something else. And I'm like, okay. So clearly the drama's there.
That's if you had to pick. This is will be my last thing on the Housewives, but if you had to pick one favorite housewife, who would it be?
I know this is maybe not. Well, I was going to say Erica Jane.
See, I love Erica Jane.
That's the easiest choice because she's sane and talented.
And yes, it's so fun to look at. Such a always performing, always, even like at dinner.
But I love Lisa Rinna on TV. I just cannot stop
Lisa
loving
Rinna
her.
This season, too. I'm like, you are so fun. I just want to hang
really
out.
She's really funny. Mm-hmm. Apparently, she was really rude to my boyfriend when he was working bar at Chicago the Musical on Broadway.
Oh, wow.
So I try not to think about that and think about instead all the juicy Real Housewives things.
Speaking of Chicago, you saw Erica Jane's going to be in Chicago on Broadway?
That's going to be amazing.
Roxy Hart starting in
December.
I can't
wait to find out.
Sometimes people just have a bad day. You never know.
Right.
Yes. She could have. And you know, it's high stress at a Broadway show at intermission. Maybe she was just feeling like she had to go to the bathroom line. You know, there's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I really hoped
the
that
high
Lisa
stakes world of intermission drinks. You know, they all talk
you
about
know,
it.
I'm always like, I have to go to the bathroom, and it's always what I'm thinking about at a Broadway show because I know that if I don't make it there come intermission, then I'm not making it.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and on the podcast. Smoke and Mirrors, the critically acclaimed One Queen show, is on tour or about to be.
About to be on tour.
Where can they
people
find
buy
out?
Tickets.
Yeah, where can they buy tickets?
You can go to smokeandmirrorslive.com. It's a website we built for the tour. Mm-hmm. Going to almost 30 cities all throughout North America.
Wow.
Including lots of Canada. We're going to be driving through Canada in the dead of November, and I cannot wait.
Oh, see, that'll be
to
fun,
bring a little magic up there.
Mm-hmm. You'll see like moose and stuff. It'll be interesting.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm. I hope so too for you. And where can our listeners find you? I'm sure it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, you got to check out my Instagram at Sasha Velour and my website, sashavelour.com, where I keep people as updated as I possibly can on all the shows and exciting upcoming stuff.
And all the looks on that Instagram are worth the follow along.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And we'll be right back.
Thanks, y'all.
And we're back. How amazing was Sasha Velour?
Oh my goodness. She was so kind and generous with her time, and it was so lovely.
She looked great. It was so sweet.
We even chatted for a bit afterwards outside the podcast room. It was really nice.
I know. It was beautiful. Sweet.
Yeah. Her PR person, Robbie, is...
Oh my God. Icon.
The sweetest.
Her PR person is the nicest PR person I've ever met in my life, and that includes friends of mine that do PR.
And people who work here.
And the people who work here.
Yeah. So
honestly, loved him.
Shall we do our
listener cue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll read it.
Okay.
So I just started listening to you guys and I love you both tremendously.
Thank you.
I have a question in one of your podcasts. You said women make up a large part of your following. So here's the question. What is more frustrating to you guys as two men who are thriving in your lives because you're living truly? I suppose you could say I'm thriving. Is it more weird when straight women have a lot of gay friends but aren't involved in movements or protests for LGBTQI or someone who votes consciously, or this is the verses, or someone who votes consciously and donates for causes and enjoys gay culture but doesn't have any gay friends. I thought of this question when I was sober, so if it doesn't make sense, blame it on my margs. But as a straight white woman, after our own hearts, clearly, who loves content put out by many gay comedians, I want to check my own privilege that I get to enjoy your humor without having to make any of the sacrifices many people in your positions have to make. I'm a voter and contributor, I swear it. Ugh.
Wait, is she drunk or not? I'm confused.
She says she's drunk.
Okay.
But she thought
that
of this.
Makes sense.
But she thought of this when she was sober, and then got the
inspiration to send it. Much how I text men.
Honestly, me too. She's DMing us drunk.
We appreciate
which
that.
Which I love. I appreciate.
I get
it.
A lot of that actually. Yeah.
Do you? I love. Okay. She says, "Does this even make sense? I love you, but don't think I'm pretentious. I'm super not."
I don't think you seem pretentious.
No.
The question is interesting.
So the question is. Is one better than the other? Someone who has a lot of gay friends but isn't politically involved, or you know, fighting for social justice, or is it better to be a straight ally who said doesn't have any gay friends but does contribute and is aware of social justice or injustices?
I'm gonna throw to you here.
I think they're fine, both.
That's why I'm like, I think
it's fine.
We're describing also, the like, same thing here.
Yeah, I mean,
like, what is this person that's like, oh, I am pro gay, but I hate gay people. I don't have gay friends.
Yeah, no, I don't think anyone should feel like uncomfortable listening to our podcast. If you want to listen to it, fucking listen to it.
We would love you to listen.
I mean,
to
honestly,
it. We want you to listen to it. We need you to listen to it.
Why else would we be doing it unless we wanted people to listen to it?
Yeah.
And I honestly, I personally don't know many of the listeners, obviously. Most, like, I know two. And you could all be mass murderers for all I know. I don't care.
And
you
we
know?
Don't care. As long as you're listening and you're an ally, do what you want in your free time. I'm just kidding. No. I'm joking. Don't kill anybody.
But if you want gay friends, but you don't have any and you want some fun gay content,
we're your gay friends. Although I am busy, so. But I'm your friend Friday from 9:30 mm-hmm. to 10:30.
I do sometimes think people can always do better, you know.
As friends?
No, as like allies.
I thought you meant like friends, then like you're telling our listeners like you can do better than Chris.
Yeah. You can be better friends to us, yeah. No, and everyone always could improve their social justice rights, whatever.
Yeah. Did you watch the debates? Obviously.
I did. 3 hours long.
I know. I watched.
3 hour tour.
But I was tired.
Girl, me too.
They're too so long.
Too many people up there. Give me the top five or
Joe
six.
Joe Biden's just like yelling and.
Joe Biden's just yelling at Elizabeth Warren. Everyone was truly yelling at Elizabeth Warren.
I know. Because, you know, when you're the one that everyone's yelling at, that's when you're the bitch to beat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There is definitely a very common saying for this. What is it? It's like if no one's talking about. I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is.
There's something.
I'm like losing it. I feel like I might be slipping into senility.
They're clearly coming for her now as opposed to the past four other debates or three other debates because they know she's winning.
I know. Mayor Pete really came for her.
He truly did. It's great to see a gay man up there. But just because he's gay doesn't mean you have to vote for him if you're a gay person.
Yeah.
I feel like I see some Mayor Pete signs not Mayor Pete signs in P-Town and also when I'm in Fire Island. Like shirts. And then I asked them about it. I'm like, oh, you like Mayor Pete? What do you like Mayor Pete about? And they're like, well, you know, it's just like so amazing to have a gay presidential candidate. I'm like, okay. And what else? That's basically it. And I'm like, okay, please people, like, it's fine to like him for whatever reason that you want. But like, just, you know, the fucking democracy is ending. And we need to vote.
Yeah,
and
I'm
we all need to be informed.
Steyer.
Yeah, Tom Steyer.
I'm just kidding. I'm not. He does remind me of. I've been watching Drag Race UK, and whoa, is it rough? Hard to get through. But when he said it's his first time on stage, there's a fucking queen on Drag Race UK that says like, "This is my first time on stage."
I can't believe that. Did they clearly did not hire? Did they hire casting directors for this show? Was it like self-casted
for Drag Race
UK?
Yes, they did, and she like. was very specifically hired, apparently, and she was only 19, who's the youngest queen ever on any of the Drag Race shows.
Well, I mean, good for her, but also I could see people being pissed off about that.
Yeah, it pissed me off.
Because people work really hard to be good enough to get on that show. Yeah. And it's such a huge
platform. Oh, also, she's not gay.
What?
She has a girlfriend.
Huh?
Isn't that bizarre?
Is she queer?
Yeah. She's like queer and her girlfriend's like, I don't want to give any spoiler. Okay, I'm giving a spoiler alert. So if you haven't watched Drag Race UK and you're planning on it, I'm about to say who goes home in the second episode. So fast forward 1 minute. So she goes home in the second episode. And then like with her farewell, like sign off, she's like, it's just nice to show that you don't have to be gay to be on this show. And I'm like, yo, what a hero, icon. Straight people can do things too. Yeah. How impressive.
Well,
anyway, her name was Scaredy Cat. Mm-hmm. And her makeup was always done like a cat. It was a nightmare.
It is pretty amazing what RuPaul has been able to, among other people who he works with, clearly who created RuPaul's Drag Race, have been able to do for so many, you know, marginalized people.
Yeah.
Like Willem, Shangela, Sasha Velour.
Yeah.
Like clearly
just
they were
another plug.
Clearly they were like amazing in their own rights to begin with, but they were just so amplified with his platforms. That's kind of him. Anyways.
Any hoozle.
Make sure as always you rate, review, and subscribe.
And DM us your questions at Everyone's Gay on Instagram, or drunk, sober, however you feel.
However you feel. Or email us at gayatbetches.com. And please do so. We keep them anonymous if you... Well, actually, we always do.
Do we not? If you don't want us to, let us know. And we will gladly give you a shout out.
Because we would love some new questions.
Yeah, we love questions, okay? We need them to feel like we're helping.
Because I have so many questions and I just wish I had someone to ask them.
Yeah. Good luck with that. And on that note, we will see you next week. Bye.